Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Sydney, and it's part two. Remember that last time she accidentally froze her friend Isaiah in a game of freeze tag, and she has to go to a magical mountain to find the cure, but what in the world was that sound from last time? Oh my goodness, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's save Isaiah!
Who's there? What are you doing? I don't like to be disturbed.
What in the world was that sound? Oh, hold on. We gotta go back. So Sydney had just traveled all the way up Magic Mountain because she's needing to find a cure to save her accidentally completely frozen friend Isaiah from a game of freeze tag, and she just stumbled into some kind of very scary, slightly silly-sounding creature on this mountain. Maybe it's the creature that guards the magic cure.
Hello, my name is Sydney, and I'm not sure where you are.
You see, that voice was coming from inside of one of the caves in the mountain.
And I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to do, said Sydney, but my friend is frozen, and I really need the magic cure that is on this mountain. Am I in the right place? Is the cure even true?
Oh, well, you can come on in.
As Sydney walked inside the cave, she was greeted by a duck.
Oh, hello, excuse me, Mr. Duck. Someone was talking to me. It must be further in the cave.
No, that was me. I am the magical, scary creature that guards this magic mountain.
Oh, it's a talking duck. Sydney didn't know exactly what to do.
Do you shake the wing of a duck when you're saying hello? She wasn't so sure, so she put her hands back in her pocket.
Oh, hello, my name is Sydney, like I said earlier, and I'm looking for a cure. You see, my friend, he got frozen while we were playing freeze tag at the park down there.
At the park? You mean that magical playground is still down there?
Yes, it is, said Sydney. We love to play there, and we heard there's maybe a reason that he got frozen for real.
Yes. You see, there's some kind of magic that still lives under that playground, and sometimes when you step on it, the game that you're playing becomes real.
Are you serious? Like, that's real? We've always heard a story about that, but
it is real?
Yes, it's definitely real. It doesn't happen very often, but I guess for your friend, you can see that it is real. And I guess that's why you're here. So, all right, to get the cure, you're going to have to go even further up the mountain.
Go further up the mountain? But it looks like it turns to like ice and snow up there. And what am I looking for? Said Sydney.
You are looking for a very special pile of rocks. These rocks, they're kind of purple and sparkly, and if you get one, that will help your friend not be frozen anymore.
Okay, so I guess it is real. Sydney has to go up further up the mountain and find some kind of pile of rocks. A magical pile of rocks that, I guess the rocks are like purple and sparkly, but Sydney's never been up there. That sounds like a really cold hike up that snowy mountain, but Sydney has to be brave. She has to save and rescue her friend, or else maybe he'll be frozen forever.
Thank you for helping me, Mr. Duck, said Sydney.
Oh, absolutely. Well, just let me know if you have any more questions. Bye.
The duck waddled off back into the cave. Sydney had to continue the hike, but she was running out of time.
It was now almost dinner time, which means the sun was starting to go down in the sky. She had to hurry. She put on her snowshoes, which good thing she brought those with, and started running. Do you know what snowshoes are? Yeah, they kind of strap onto your shoes and they give you a much bigger shoe. They make your shoe look like duck feet, like ginormous, so that you can walk on the snow. And as she kept walking higher and higher up the mountain, it got colder and colder. "Oh, this is so cold," said Sydney. Oh, there it is. As she got to a certain point, she could see in the distance a giant pile of rocks. Purple ones that were sparkly, just like he said. Sydney raced over and grabbed one of the rocks and put it in her pocket. "All right, now maybe I can sled down the mountain. That'll go faster." She had brought a collapsible pocket sled, which those are pretty awesome. Man, I wish I had a sled that could fit in my pocket. She pulled it out of her pocket and unfolded it, turned into an awesome snow sled. "Here we go! Wow!" Sydney blasted down the mountain, flying through the snow on her sled, zooming past the cave with the duck, and all the way down to the bottom. "Whoa! All right, I think we still have time." Sydney started running for the playground as fast as she could. She could see in the distance that Isaiah was still laying on the park bench, completely frozen. "Isaiah!" she shouted. "I have it! I have the cure!" As Sydney got closer, she placed the purple rock on top of Isaiah's back, and instantly, it's so much better to not be frozen. "Thank you, Sydney," said Isaiah. He instantly was unfrozen. "How did you do that?" said Isaiah. "Well, I guess the legend of the magic mountain is true. Like, it was all real." "Wait a second," said Isaiah. "If it's all true, was it guarded by some scary creature?" Sydney laughed as now she knew that she was the only one who knew what kind of creature guarded the cure and all of Magic Mountain. "Well," said Sydney, "I wouldn't say he's very scary, but he is very quacky." The end. Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Ruby and Maisie from California, Maya from Ohio, Evo from Melbourne, Australia, Savannah from Washington, Eli from Perth, Australia, and Parker and Hudson from Florida. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!